At a meeting in July, Assemblyman Gary Hansen suggested reconsidering the August 25th election date for the Tidelands lease. He said more than a dozen people had told him they thought that date was too soon. But Hansen's proposal failed in a tie vote, with Assembly members Steve Burnham, Dan Henry, and Angela Greaser voting no. In the month since that meeting, Burnham changed his mind.
I spoke with many people throughout the town that, I didn't even mention what the election was about. I just said, did you know there's an election? And they didn't know. And that's more than I needed to know.
Burnham asked for a resolution that would repeal the decision to hold the August 25th special election and instead move the lease vote to the general municipal election on October 6th. Assemblyman Tim Cochran mentioned the town hall meeting held to inform people about the 35-year lease between the municipality and White Pass and Yukon Railroad. Many people at that meeting asked for the election to be pushed back to give the public more time to study the agreement.
And the consensus, I think, from just about everyone was that the perception that it's being hurried, and I don't see any reason. We've been working on this for 7 years. General election, give people time to breathe, and this is the busiest time of the year, so I'm all for putting it off a few more weeks for a general election.
Henry, one of the three who voted in July against rescheduling the election, had also changed his mind. He said he thought it was a good idea to have an election with a singular focus on the Tidelands lease, but
the bigger reason that I would agree with moving it to October 6th is the amount of disinformation and, geez, I don't want to call them lies, but I don't know what you call them when you don't tell the truth. Misrepresentation, I guess, would be one way. So for those things to be corrected, dispelled, dealt with, I suppose the additional time is important.
In contrast to last month's tie vote, the Assembly voted unanimously to cancel the special election and put the Tidelands vote on the October ballot. So, at the October election, Skagway voters will not only elect a mayor, two Assembly members, and two school board members, but they will also decide whether to ratify the Tidelands lease. That also means engineers on the Gateway project will have to wait a while longer before they know whether work contingent on the Tidelands lease will be able to happen. The goal of the project is to clean up legacy contamination in the ore basin and replace and enhance existing dock structures. Negotiations on the new lease started because the town needs access to some of the Tidelands White Pass controls to move forward with the Gateway project. Project manager Chad Gubala was at last week's Assembly meeting to talk about the 35% design from KPFF engineers that was released last month. Gubala says the project is in good shape, but he does have one major concern. It centers around the ore terminal owner, the Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority, or ADA.
The challenging part to us has actually been interacting with the owner and operators of the ore terminal. The ore terminal has still pending four notice of violations from ADEC and one notice of contamination. Part of our project is to spend close to $4 million to mitigate the harbor, and the ore terminal is still discharging contaminants into the harbor, or allegedly. So we're trying to actually get that fixed.
Gubala says it's been 6 months since the State Department of Environment Conservation cited ADA for environmental violations. He says ADA has taken action to address the violations, but they have not produced a plan that's acceptable to the state DEC and the municipality. Gubala says Skagway is working with the state DEC to make sure ADA properly addresses the violations. He says one way or another, mitigation work planned as part of the Gateway project will still go forward. Reporting from Haines, I'm Emily Files.